first thing we have is this opening guitar intro that goes like this. And this is based around a D minor scale and some D minor chords. We start off. That's my fifth string open. And then I go to the fourth string open, second, third, third string open. And then I hit it again and hammer on my second finger onto the second fret. Then we move up the neck for this. This is finger one on the first string fifth fret. And finger two, you're on the second string sixth fret. These are two notes out of the D minor chord. So we're going to go from here to this. Now I changed my hand shape from thirds to sixths. What I have here is finger two is on my third string 10th fret. And with it, I'm playing the first string 10th fret with finger three. I'm going to hybrid pick to play these together. So that means my index finger and thumb will hold the pick, and with a downstroke, play the third string, and then my middle finger will upstroke the first string. Hit those, move them down a fret, play those, come back. Then we have this. Now that's where we started on that fifth fret and sixth fret. And that's string one, fifth fret, string two, sixth. Then we have this. So you can see it's a repeating pattern. So we're starting off with this shape. This is finger one on my first string, sixth fret. Finger three, you're on the second string, eighth fret. This is a major interval, and we'll just call it the long shape. We're going to hit these together, and you can hear me hammering on the little finger onto the first string, 8th fret, and pulling it off. Then I'm going to take this shape down to the 3rd and 5th frets. Then I'm going to come up to this shape that we had earlier, and that was where I have finger 1 on my first string, 5th fret. And finger two is on the second string, sixth fret. Hit those together, we'll still do the hammer-on, but this time with the third finger on the first string, sixth fret. You can hear me hammering it on, pulling it off. Then from here, I'm going to go down to the long shape on frets one and three. So that's my first finger on the first string, first fret, and finger three, you're on the second string, third fret. So far from where we start these hammer-ons, we have this. Then I come back up two frets to the long shape, string one third fret, string two fifth fret. We're going to hit these together, do the hammer on pull off on the first string fifth fret, and then I'm going to go down to this. And this is just my second finger on the second string second fret. I'm going to hit it, followed by the first string open, and then go to a D minor chord. So that puts finger three on the third string, second fret. Finger three is on the second string, third fret. Finger one, you're on the first string, first fret. The fourth string is open, and I'm just going to do a slow strum. Fourth, third, second, and first. And that's that opening intro. From here, we go into verse one, where the singer comes in, and we play some real simple chord arpeggios behind it. And this is not exactly on beat. It's what we call rubato, which means we kind of follow the singer and do whatever they want to do as far as the timing goes. So that's the intro. From here now, we go to verse one. Let's take a look at that.